name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the guy who mocks my intro every fucking time, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you.
Oh, really? You thanked me for that one?
Ho!
So today, my guest is Dr. Chantel.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm delightful, always.
Well, we were talking about topics.
Yes.
And you pitched me a topic that I actually loved.
I pitched you a few. I didn't know I was pitching topics, but yeah.
No, no, no. She was pitching topics. So today we're going
basically, you're saying you steal all her ideas.
Oh, no, no, no.
She's
I
like,
totally
come up
stole
with something to talk about. I'm like, okay.
Well, we're close to the same age, and so we can
about.
We have a lot of things to talk about.
We do have a lot of things to talk
but
about.
But today
actually.
We're going to talk about kids' cartoon movies, specifically cartoon movies that adults love as well, because I would say it may have always happened, but probably in the past 20 years, we've seen more and more where there's a lot more cartoons that are feature length in theaters that obviously are for kids, but cater to the adult audiences in humor as well.
Yeah, like with these weird little, I mean, because there's always been, not always, but I mean, you can think about old classic Disney movies and they're beautiful and amazing, but they're not quite like with the tongue-in-cheek, crazy little
you just mentioned that made me think of Jungle Book. I liked Jungle Book.
Jungle Book was
the original. And the original Cinderella. Is that what you're kind of talking about? Those movies?
Well, there's those. But like those ones were more like sweet stories or like fairy tale stories or something. They're nothing like Toy Story or like the Lego movie. Oh my God, the Lego movie.
Now, when I heard about the Lego movie coming out, I was in love. And I was like, I have to go see it. Unfortunately, due to time constraints, I've not been able to go. But I want to go see it in 3D. I love Legos. I love movies. And when I saw this, it's like, it looks really funny.
It's really good. And Charlie Day, incidentally, I just got to throw this out there. The genius who cast Charlie Day as the voice of the 1984 spaceman, like classic retro Lego guy. Perfect.
Who's Charlie Day?
Charlie Day is a guy who's on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's like real spastic. Like, I just kind of
did he create
character.
That show?
No, and the guy who plays, his name's Rob McElhenney, I believe that's how you say his last name. He's the one who plays Mac. He's the one who created
Oh,
the show.
Okay. I knew one of them
yeah,
was on
Yeah, he's
there.
The one who did it. And then, I don't know why I know all this stuff, but it's always funny.
You know, I
am IMDb.
No, they do.
No, I watch it. It's really good.
But, I mean, it used to be, you think about movies like Cinderella or Snow White. We have no idea who did the voices for that.
No idea.
And you look back now, is every movie that comes out now is they have to have a star that is in the thing. Cars, for example, just off the top of my head, Owen Wilson is that. You know, it's like you have to have...
Tangled has Mandy Moore, right?
Exactly. It's like every single one, they want to have a celebrity attached to it, even though the celebrity... Although they're sometimes drawn to resemble the celebrities.
Right.
But it's the celebrity character that comes through in the animated form. And actually, you know what? This just reminded me. Everyone's seen... National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes. If you haven't, you're missing out on the
exactly.
amazing
If you haven't,
I've never seen it.
Okay. The old lady who plays the aunt that brings the cat, she was the original voice of Betty Boop.
How do you know that?
I looked her up. She was also the original voice of Olive Oil on all the Popeye cartoons back in the day. But what's funny is she actually created the Boop Boop Be Doop. And I was like, genius. I love IMDb. It does everything amazingly.
It does.
The first time I actually remember where they tried to do animation, and this was more the grown-up version, was Beowulf with Anthony Hopkins and Angelina Jolie, and they tried to make
that
it
was
look
terrible.
It was terrible.
I never
they tried
saw
going
saw it for like 30 seconds and went, nope.
They tried going a little too far. Now, when Toy Story came out, it looked different than normal Disney cartoons.
Do you like the Pixar movies?
I love Pixar movies.
I like them too.
What are your favorites?
I'm going to go
some names.
Probably
Come on.
Finding
know
Nemo.
It all.
Oh, I'm not know it all about that. I like the Toy Story movies. Mm-hmm. I remember I liked Ants. I think is that one's a
that,
Pixar.
That was a no. No, a Bug's Life was.
Bug's Life.
Ants was the one starring actually Woody Allen. It was a DreamWorks production.
Do you like the what is it? The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Oh, the Incredibles
I enjoyed that.
Is so amazing. Oh my God, I loved that one. It was so cute.
And you said Finding Nemo. That was Pixar.
Finding Nemo, and I thought that was great.
I think I read some article once that said Pixar has never had a failure.
Never,
like never. Every
even
movie.
Their ones that don't do as well are huge box office successes.
Is Frozen a
That's DreamWorks. Frozen,
is that DreamWorks?
I think that's DreamWorks.
No, it's Disney.
Disney, but I mean,
it's not DreamWorks because the princesses, well, yeah, they made a big deal, yeah, about that. I don't believe it's Pixar though.
Okay.
I would have to look that up, but it's I have not seen Frozen yet, but
Frozen
I've heard amazing.
Is amazing. Frozen is like, it's like, first of all, it's like the one of the first or probably the only like princessy movie for young girls or young kids that's not like about romance. It's about sister love.
Yeah, but you know, what is like, but yeah, but what about the movie, was the one that took place in like Scotland or Ireland just a year ago about the little redhead?
Oh, that was Brave.
Brave.
That was, in many ways, she's fighting against like kind of romance stereotypes, because what happens to her is they're like, you're going to marry this guy. And she's like, bullshit, I'm going to shoot arrows and like fight. It's different, but it's still that kind of thing. This one of the sisters has this like ice making superpower. So she's basically like one of the X-Men. It's pretty badass. And no, seriously, she like throws the ice and like the point goes and is going to poke the guy in the face. And it's like really gruesome. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah, great for kids.
Yes, it's very exciting. So there's that one, and she has this power. So she kind of runs away off and isolates herself. And then her little sister, who's kind of a little more of a like dingy, like, why doesn't anybody want to play with me? Like classic little sister thing. She has to go and save her big sister. And it's awesome. So cute. I mean, it's not to the level of adult enjoyability like something like Lego, where there's so many like cultural references mm-hmm. thrown in there, because it's a knockoff of the old, I don't remember who wrote the fable, but of the Ice Princess, mm-hmm. which is, you know, an old story from like
my ex-girlfriend.
Yes, actually it was just written a few years ago. But so it's like that, and so it's just so well done, and it was mm-hmm. so awesome, and just like a totally different message for kids to see and for adults sure. to see too. It was cool.
Now, one thing that I did notice is the song that was done in Frozen that I don't quite, I don't remember the name.
Let it go. Okay. Let it go.
So it won the wow. Oscar. It won the Oscar for best song.
That was the best face that Richard just made.
And it's been a while since really Disney songs came out as being, it used to be when you went through, you had Aladdin, you had Little Mermaid.
What's the singer's name?
No idea.
No idea.
You didn't see that on the
ground. I did see Oscars that on John Travolta like screwed totally up
her name,
like,
butchered her name.
Yeah, but I don't know what her
name is.
Was.
Idina Menzel.
Yes.
Menzel.
But what's funny is the next day after the Oscars, so the Oscars on Sunday, Monday I went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Pasadena. And I was there to, don't worry, Mr. Dick over there. I will tie this all together. So now we're at the Ninth Circuit. Now this is a very, you know, business place. And I'm getting out of my car, heading over to the thing, and all of a sudden, some guy is coming through in kind of a family car, thumping the song from Frozen at top thing. And I look over, and he's singing along with it.
It's awesome.
The guy gets out, and he's in full suit, briefcase. He's a lawyer. And I was like...
It's very catchy.
And I called him out on it. I was like, so, good song. And he goes, honestly, he goes, my daughter played that nonstop. And now I love it. He's like, I can't get that song out of my head. So he goes, I have no problem. I am proud to say that I sing along with that song every single time.
It's been like, I guess, reimagined or covered or whatever by so many different mm-hmm. things. There's all these different versions. Just the other day, I saw the most amazing one. It was kind of like this guy from like Iceland or Sweden or something. He does the total like glam rock type singing. And he covered it like... It was like straight out of Rockstar mm-hmm. or something. It was so good. And I listened to it like 12 times.
So I'm looking forward to see that. But for my favorites, I go more towards I'm obsessed. Anybody who follows me on Twitter or my profile pic forever was me choosing it up with a Minion. I love Minions.
I thought you were obsessed with anal sex.
I am. But Alex isn't giving up the butt lately, so I have to look at Minions, and that's what my entertainment is. But Despicable Me 2, the first one I didn't like it as much, but they made the central characters more the Minions in the second one. I can sit there and watch that over and over. They don't. It's just,
I've never seen anything you guys are talking about.
Have you seen The Last Unicorn?
No.
Oh, wow. That's talking about...
Right? Yeah. See, because that's like the classic perfect one. I remember when I was a little kid, and when you were sick, my mom worked at a preschool, and so you got to go and stay in like the little sick room, and there was never anybody in there, so you were like, it was like your own private living room with the TV, and there was a VHS copy of The Last Unicorn, and sometimes maybe somebody we know might have exaggerated her illness so she could go sit in the sick room and watch The Last Unicorn. And damn it, that's a brutal movie. Still to this day, I actually still have a copy of it. It's a good one.
I enjoyed
still that. Have that VHS copy?
No, I actually bought a DVD of it. I have that. The DVDs I own that are not adult-oriented are Footloose and The Last Unicorn. True fact.
And Breakfast Club.
And Breakfast Club. Nice. But I, for me, the little Minion characters, I love. But I also, taking it back to Toy Story, the little aliens where the clock, every time, it's I don't know what it is about the smaller characters that are like that. It makes me laugh.
You made me think of another movie, Pixar. Was it Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.
With the Billy Crystal? No,
I enjoyed the original one. The second one, not so much. Mm. But actually, the other one that I was really looking forward to seeing, and I'm glad I didn't go to it in theater, is Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. Stupidest premise ever with a guy. The first one, it's about a guy who creates a machine and it makes weather out of, you know, so it's raining food. Well, the second one is about basically the machine he created went to like a Jurassic Park type island and it's merged. And so there's now animals that are made out of food. Now,
what?
It's insane. But there's little teeny jokes in it. That there's one where literally they're using a car that's they're using as a boat, and all of a sudden he freaks out because all these animals, there's little strawberries that are little cute animals, and there's like a big dinosaur that's made out of hamburgers. I mean, it's out of this world. But all of a sudden he screams, he goes, "There's a leak in the boat!" And the camera pans over, and there's this little leak, this little onion, and the little onion goes, "Ah!" It and screams.
Like, it sounds like somebody made it while doing LSD.
Exactly. Well, I see this. I can watch that trailer, and every time it makes me giggle. Every time I just go, I have no idea why. It's the little, it's those little things that really...
You're getting in touch with your inner child.
Well, going back to childhood, The Brave Little Toaster, now I was a little old for it when it came out. The Brave Little Toaster, if anybody remembers. One of my favorite things about that was the lamp that when he'd go to sleep or when he'd lay down, he'd always just go bunk and he'd throw his head down and it was just this little bunk and that was the thing. There was little things that, you know... I do go to a therapist for some reason.
I think this is sweet. I love this. This is so cute.
But going more the adult themes, sticking with not adult themes, but the ideas. One of my
why hasn't there been an animated porn?
There's hentai.
What? There's some hentai? Hot animated porn.
Oh, you mean the Japanese stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about it here in America. Why doesn't Pixar make a porn?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they couldn't make enough money.
You know, I saw something recently that was. As close to animated as anything I've seen, porn-wise, and it was Tasha's Ponytails,
I was waiting for you to say, James Dean's cock. It was pretty animated.
No. This movie called Tasha's Ponytails, it's about these four girls, and they, like, drink some purple fluid or whatever, I don't know, and they get transported to magical pony cloudland, and... I guess Tasha Raine has this line of sex toys, of pony plugs, and so that's the plug, and then the tail part, right. They're all different colors, like a yellow and a pink and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so each one of the girls in Magical Pony Cloudland has a little pony costume with little ears and a little bathing suit and little rhinestones on their butt and one of these plugs.
Butt plugs.
Yeah, and they go around having sex with the centaur unicorns, and it makes no sense. But the background on all of them is amazing. Like, they built out these weird cupcake sets and, like, weird flowers and stuff. Yeah, Barrett Blade directed that one, and it's crazy looking.
He's a little wild.
He is wild. But, yeah, it was like, whoa. Oh. It was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Actually, what you just reminded me
sounds like H.R. Puffin stuff.
Kind of, yes.
You know? Like Lidsville. That show freaked me out.
What you just reminded me of, though, is, and I'm not saying anybody in that movie, Tasha, I don't know if she has one or not, the tramp stamp. Very common in the adult industry. You see the girls that have it.
You have one.
But I do not. I have no tattoos. There are some guys in the industry that have tramp stamps, and I just look at it and go, wow.
What were you thinking?
No, but in the movie Cars,
the female car,
the Porsche, she flips up her little air vent in the back, and she's got a little decal on the back. She had a tramp stamp. Yep. They put that in there. Kids aren't looking at that. That was grown-ups that are noticing that stuff.
Right. And that's the kind of, like, that's why it's like, that's the difference between those things and then, like, classic Cinderella. There's no, like, little secret joke in the classic Cinderella. And there is. I remember that. That was funny.
One of the other ones that I thought
But that makes you wonder, like, some girls get to 18, get their first tattoo. They're like, I think I'm going to tramp stamp. I don't know where I saw it, but
programmed as a child.
I'm going to get a decal like that car has. I know,
exactly.
I like in Toy Story, something that was brought up because the internet is an amazing place and wasn't really around when Toy Story came out. But if you look in the first one where the carpeting in the house of, I believe it's the bad kid, his house, is the carpeting from The Shining. It's the same carpeting that they use, the kind of orange and brown zigzag carpet that they use in The Shining. Somebody was so creative that said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do The Shining carpeting in Toy Story.
Who the hell notices
exactly? But I mean, like, these are people that are bored. And I think that's some of the animation people as well. They're coming up with these adult themes going, okay, this is funny. Can we sneak this in? Yeah, we can sneak this in.
That's interesting.
Oh my God. So, well, I think I may have to go watch Despicable Me later on tonight.
Yeah. You should go watch the Lego movie too.
Oh no, I should. I may have to drag Alex in. We may go see that tonight.
I'm just going
to
go play with my Legos.
Oh, aren't you the
creator? Make my own movie.
That's the whole one of the whole messages of the movie. Like, there's this whole
buy Legos and make your buy Legos. The whole message of the movie is basically buy Legos.
Or the there's first this tension messages between being creative and following rules. Creative, following rules, but the first and how 10 each one has its benefits and detriments. I agree.
But that's like the first 10 lessons are buy Legos. Yes, that's the 11th, what you're talking about. Yes,
fine, cynic, buy Legos. Whatever. No, I know. That I have
Legos.
True.
I have a huge thing of Legos.
For this.
I have huge Legos. I love Legos.
Well, Chantel, thank you for bringing up this very obviously now passionate
topic. Yeah, somebody over there was like, I have nothing to say.
Mr. Avery is on fire today. So, Chantel, where can we see you, I guess, talk about your favorite cartoons?
Oh, well, I talk about cartoons all the time on Twitter at Dr. Chantel. I also talk about Tasha's ponytails and other various things as well, so it's interesting. Yes, at Dr. Chantel, and if you want to have a fantastic conversation with me or see some of my work, you can also go to ChantelTibbles.com.
Well, you can see, no longer, I changed my profile picture, but you can see all sorts of pictures and me talking about Minions and other cartoons and probably the Lego story on Twitter. You can follow me at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can also check out the newly relaunched, presented by Julieland, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see the Mo of the Day, which is a new picture every weekday. You can see Mo on the Go, which are video interviews that are a lot of fun. You can see...
Isn't there a Mo on the...
Is there a bio there?
There is not a bio yet.
Is there a picture of you?
Isn't there Mo on the Toilet? It's where you get book reviews sitting on the toilet. No, not yet.
Hold on. But we have every episode of More with Mo is available on there. There's, photo profiles. There's all sorts of great blog posts.
We get the point.
Thank you, Mr. Richard Avery, for hanging out with us today and putting up with my exit.
Hi-ho.
Have a great day.
Bye.